Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Are we still new here or what?
That's it. And we are actually already on air, so everyone bear with us because Blog Talk was acting really funky for a minute and we could not get on ahead of time to prepare.
Oh, no.
I do plan on talking about Mercury retrograde a little, so with that, Nancy Sue, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Ready? All right. Would you like me to start?
Go for it.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Angel Teach Radio Show. Today is May 13th of 2015, 7 p.m. And our show today is all about the energy from the angels. We are going to be talking from Beltane to Memorial Day and everything in between with myself, Reverend Nancy Smart, Reverend Tree Thunders, and Reverend Jamie Street. Hello, ladies.
Hello, hello.
Seems we're like in the midst of miracles right now.
Yes, we are. Tree, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and tell them how to get a hold of you?
Did you say me or Trude?
I'm Trudy. Or either one, whoever's ready first.
Okay, for
ready.
It, Trude.
I'm ready. You see, this is we're in the shadow of the retrograde approach. So I'd be delighted to, and I'm Trudy Sanders, and I am blessed to be in long-time membership with Angels Teach. I've been there over 5 years now, and I'm a certified angelic life coach. I'm also an artist, really, in my heart. That's what I am, an artist and a writer with a passion to explore and to enjoy. I so love my angelic community and my colleagues, my teachers, my guides, this radio show, and I delight in sharing the gems of divine treasure that I discover every hour. And you may reach me at trudy.zenders@gmail.com.
Thank you, Trudy. Thank you so much. And Jamie, would you like to share with us a little bit about yourself and how everyone can reach you?
Sure. Hello, everyone. And again, bear with us. It was a little crazy before we got started. But anywho, my name is Reverend Jamie Street. I, too, am an angelic life coach and minister with Angels Teach. And I'm sorry, the printer just ran out of paper because, of course, as you guys know, my beloved husband waited till now to print a 100-page report. So, we really are professional people. We really are, I promise you. And, so I also am dabbling in my new passion, homeopathy and flower essences. So if you guys would like to get a hold of me, you can find me. I have a new website now. And you can find me at energist.net, and that is energist.net. Thank you, Nancy Sue.
Well, thank you, Jamie. And I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer. I'm a Reiki master teacher, a crystal therapist, and crystal grid master. I'm an angelic life coach and minister. I'm also a sound healer through Tom Kenyon. And I have finally accepted the role of being the voice of the beings of the love and light. And I channel their messages. And you can reach me through trustyourheartandsoul.com or guidance@trustyourheartandsoul.com. And I would also like to thank Reverend Alvia Nina Rowe, the founder of Angels Teach University and Living with the Angels, for her love, guidance, and support radio show. And if you'd like to check her out and all the free wonderful things and all the things that are going on, being taught, check out www.angelsteachuniversity.com. And you can also check out the Angels, livingwithangels.com. And with that, Trudy, would you like to do the opening blessing to bring us all together within our sacred circle?
Yes, I would love to. I feel the energy of miracles emerging in me and just flowing out to the entire circle as it forms. So let's just relax and drop into our hearts. Let's just go within and be still. And we find the angels waiting for us. This is our time together again in oneness. Let us pause and go into our breath. Let us take one breath, releasing all that has been. With the next in-breath and out-breath, let us release a breath into the universe to welcome all that shall be. One more breath, and we absorb all the goodness of all that is, now and forevermore, our divine life. Blessed be this time together as we gather in this hour. We always have our angels around and with us. Angels at every angle, that's how they appear. Our guides, our teachers are right with us, our comfort and our sure help. May the way open as we now come together in a loving and sacred way. May the wisdom come in, the beautiful light, as we open like flowers of spring, welcoming the nourishing vision of the life-giving sun. Be our spirits bright and high and good, and may the blessings of this circle extend to all hearts in divine grace. And so it is. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Trudy. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
And I just so feel all of our circle. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go first if that is okay with you guys.
Absolutely.
And I want to kind of bring up the last couple of months. Since last November, I have personally been cleaning, cleansing, and detoxing physically to the actual point of being sick. And not that I was purposely doing this, but going through the situations that I have been going through, they have been giving me more experience and understanding in what I'll be doing in the future. And I now realize that with these situations and the issues and the hardship, it was really just another step in my evolution forward on my path. And it's actually opening me up to higher vibrations and giving me the courage to take huge steps forward on my path while I'm still in the physical body, while I'm here on Mother Earth. And throughout the last several months, I have been receiving many downloads and attunements to further allow my physical body to open up to the higher vibrations of the frequencies, which allow my physical body to accept more divine light into my being and allowing me to able to handle it a little easier. And apparently, I have chosen in this lifetime to go through these adjustments and a tune-up, not with as much ease and grace as I'd like to. And I'm asking the angels right now, please, right now, I lovingly choose ease and grace going forward from this moment on. And, you know, as I've been listening to my guidance, I realized that my angels and guides have been preparing me to take on more responsibility
and not just for my own healing, but also for another leap forward on my path. And I now know I have been in denial for quite some time in regards to what my guidance has been. I was literally shutting off the volume to divine guidance. And trust me, they kept turning that volume back up and continuing to pursue the guidance until I actually had no choice but to stop, center myself, and truly listen to what they were saying, and to know that it indeed was my truth, and I no longer can be in denial. You see, I truly love what I'm doing right now. I am so sorry.
Oh, sorry, baby.
This is really, really difficult. But I am really, really loved what I've been doing with Angels Teach radio show. And I really thought this was going to be what I was doing for a very, very long time. And it is great, with great, great sadness, that I now take a huge leap forward back onto my path. And I am choosing at this moment to leave Angels Teach radio show.
You have no idea how much I've ignored my angels with this guidance. I can no longer continue on this path as it is wearing down my physical body to the point that I cannot continue to ignore it anymore, as there's no energy left in my physical body. And to continue on in this lifetime, I need my energy. And I have a lot of work ahead of me to do, and stepping back from Angel Teach radio show will enable me to concentrate on our website, Trust Your Heart and Soul, with Reverend Tina Marie. And she is the founder of Trust Your Heart and Soul. And with her guidance, she has asked me to join her as co-founder. And her daughter, Emma Ann, has joined us as an apprentice energy healer as well. And I know you all know that our mission is helping souls find their way back to their hearts and to their inner guidance. And together, Reverend Tina Marie, Emma Ann, and myself, from our sacred space of love, light, and healing, we truly want to assist those that are drawing to our energies to work with us in their divine connection, their divine light, and healing on all levels of their being. We all know change must start out slowly. But we also know once we take that step forward and accept these changes, there is no truly going backwards. And I have learned that in these last few months. And all of us on the show and all the light workers out there, we all want to share our experiences, spend time with each other, learn from each other, teach each other wisdom and knowledge. And we all want to reach out and help others. And I see with the guidance that I've been receiving that I can assist more by stepping down from Angels Teach radio show and going forward with really doing my passion of teaching, of doing guided meditations, of helping people to go forward and shine their own light out into the world, out into all the beings upon the world and Mother Earth and the universe. And as we all know, that we each came here to Mother Earth with beautiful and amazing gifts within us. And it really, truly is time to come back to the basics of caring about ourselves, others, and our beautiful planet Mother Earth, which we have been given to live upon. And we are truly meant to nurture ourselves, mankind, and all beings that live upon Mother Earth, who continues to give to us and helps us all to survive and thrive. And as a group, we are all created by the same creator. We may call the creator by different names, but we all believe in that love and compassion. And it is what truly what we've all come here to do is to love, to be compassionate, to teach, whether it be through your children, through animals, it doesn't matter what, but we're all here to learn and move forward the divine's wisdom and knowledge. We are each given a journey to walk with free choice. What and how we choose to move throughout our physical life is completely up to each one of us. And none of us are here to judge, but to share our love. To fill our journeys with joy, abundance, with ease and grace. And being a minister, we are all being called forward by our divine creator to assist in helping others to find their inner guidance, spirituality, and their passion for life, to feel the love, to feel the joy. And we are each serving our life's purpose to help and serve all of the divine's creations. We are here to guide them in love so that they may reconnect with their heart and their soul and finding their soul's purpose and to live loving and joyful life. This is what was deemed for each one of us. We are all divine beings, and we're all created in light and love. And part of my big journey right now is to really, truly shine love lighting, healing out to the world. And I have been doing this, and I didn't realize it, but I've been doing it one person at a time, one moment at a time, one day at a time. And I do this through my daily steps and the life out in the community, through my work at the hospital, and also through the internet via the radio shows, classes, and Facebook. And my personal purpose is to create. In that process, I find the stillness and the rhythm that flows into my passion. And with my heartfelt intention, I aim to share honesty and awakening, to celebrate this fantastic adventure, to inspire and be inspired. My creations of teachings and writings and readings are all an offering, a positive reflection of ourselves and humanity, a celebration of evolving consciousness. Within that, with the opportunity for healing and deepening a vision of a bright future right now, heaven on earth. And as the voice of the beings of love and light, I have been surrendering my body and mind over to these amazing beings of divine energy. And I become an emanation of love, wisdom, and divine power. These eternal loving beings guide us into the mysteries of the divine presence that lies within each and every one of us and heals through this amazing, unfathomable grace. The divine presence enables miracles, grace, and protection from that inner divine sanctuary. Such gifts as these are freely bestowed. And we must learn how to allow that flow and to receive. I speak, write, sing, and channel the many faces of the divine that choose to serve human evolution so that each one of us may become free, fearless, and fully realized embodiment of the divine love that we are in truth. And with Reverend Tina Marie, Emma Ann, and myself, together we are walking forward on our path in love and light. And we are here to shine our love and light out to the world for the highest good of all. I will always be a part of Angels Teach and living with the Angels community. But yes, I will be saying goodbye to Angels Teach radio show. And this has brought me so much joy, love, and abundance of all those that I have worked with, shared with, and the community that has listened to us. And I ask all of you, share in my joy of stepping forward and your blessing to the highest good for humanity, Mother Earth, and all beings that live upon her. And if it's okay with you, Reverend Trudy and Reverend Jamie, I do have a message that needs to come through, but I would prefer to do it after you two speak. So with
Absolutely.
That, I pass this on to whoever would like to bring forth their message for this month for our listeners. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, Nancy Sue. This is, my heart is veiled with tears, and I am moved to no words, but we understand. We support you in your choice. We know the angels will continue with all of us. It's been a pleasure and honor to serve with you, to learn with you. And, you know, sometimes what seems stepping down or stepping away is really the stepping forward and up into the light. It's a dance in life. It's a spiral. And we are with you. And with your ease and grace, I would add divine joy be in your heart now and forevermore.
Thank you, Trudy. Thank you so much.
Sure.
And I just want to say that one of our listeners in chat, I hope I don't butcher this name, Pete Sky or Patetsky, just said many blessings to you. And I shall echo that in what Trudy said. It's so bittersweet, the bonds that we make on here, and not just within ourselves as the host and co-host, but with you guys, our listeners and our community. We truly look forward to connecting with you each and every week. And on the past couple of months, since the three of us specifically have been together, it seems as though our shows have been more geared toward the energy of the month and what's going on energetically and, you know, what we can expect and what we've been going through. And it just, you know, with it being May and with what you were just saying, Nancy Sue, and, you know, what a couple of us, well, I'm sure more than a couple, several of us over all are going through right now, it's just really, we've been getting the shakeup probably since the beginning of the year, but as you all, I'm sure, have felt energetically, it's just really been, you know, we went through the ringer, up, especially through the eclipse season, and although the energy is shifting and changing, it's still very strong, because what has happened in all this is that we have been waking up to where, without a doubt, we cannot deny no longer what we are here to do. It's truly been about finding your authentic self and doing that which serves your soul. You know, it really is stepping out of that ego, which of course makes it uncomfortable because our egos can get such a bad rap, you know, and it's like, don't listen to your ego, hush your ego, silence your ego. But, you know, our egos really are here to help and protect us. It's, you know, our egos mean no harm. They're doing what they feel is best for us. So when we receive guidance, no matter how, you know, well-versed and knowledged we are in our studies and our relationship with the divine and the angels and the gods and goddesses and ascended masters, when we still have those such clear-cut guidance on what we need to do, we're human. So when we go to do it, there are emotions. It is sad. It does make us cry. It makes us cry joyfully, but it also makes us cry, you know, sadness. It's like, you know, that closing of the chapter, and, you know, yes, we are writing a new one, and it's beautiful. And I know you are, as we all know, you are doing the right thing, and you have ignored it for a very long time. And, of course, as I was just saying, it can no longer be ignored. And it really is for all of us now. The energy is that of spring. The seeds are planted. Summer starting to peek through the dirt. Others are just right there coming out of, you know, the ground. And it still can be some darkness, and you might only be seeing a glimmer of light, but you know that you still have to keep ascending and moving forward to crack that surface so that you can bloom and have yourself in that position to be harvested. And so we're all in a very infantile state right now, or just getting ready to, we're in that process of, you know, leaving the womb and coming out into the world. And with that, I as well have an announcement that I too have been receiving similar guidance that Nancy Sue has, and this as well will be my last show. I never say never, but I can tell you it will be my last show indefinitely for the foreseeable future. I have just absolutely, truly come to find that the flower essences and homeopathy are what I'm here to do. And as well, though, I too am not leaving Angels Teach. I actually have kind of, I'm switching hats. A lot of you may not realize, but behind the scenes, I do a lot with Angels Teach. I'm kind of like just a little techie. I'm just always there doing this and that. And I have stepped more into an administrative role within our membership sites and the Angels Teach University with the classes. And it's, I absolutely love it, but it is requiring more time and focus. So that too has, you know, led me to really follow the guidance that I too must take time now to step away from the show and really just step into my new future and open up the energy for others and our community to step forward, because it truly is, you know, we have so many beautifully gifted teachers in our community, and it's so time for them to step forward as well. So you may find in the weeks to come, you know, it may be new voices for the radio, but it's not new voices within our community. Everybody is just so truly gifted, and very bittersweet, but I'm just so in love with what I'm doing right now within the Angels Teach community and within my own personal professionalism, I guess you would say, you know, with just, and I'm so sad to be leaving here, but yet my soul truly, for the first time, my soul is singing when I work with the flower essences and the homeopathy. And I always thought that, you know, I knew what happiness was, or I knew I was doing the right thing, but to tell you the way that my soul sings and my heart opens and my love just truly radiates out in everything that I'm doing now, there truly are no words. And I just want you all to know as well that if you're not there in life, when you find it, you will know with absolute certainty and without a doubt that you are doing what you're meant to do. So part of me is so sad to, you know, kind of write the final page of this chapter, yet when I look towards the other side of the book and see all the blank pages and know that it's filled with endless opportunities and adventures and fun times and people I'm going to meet, you know, it truly, truly just, it makes me want to squeal, to be honest with you. I'm so happy. But just know that I appreciate all of you, and I just love everyone so, so very much. And I love the connections that I made. And, of course, I'm actually not even on Facebook as much now these days, but you can always find me on Facebook. But I'm just telling you, my Facebook page is not PG-rated. I may be an earth angel, but I'm a little bit more of a fallen earth angel. So, but let your kiddos see my page. But, you know, no, my heart and love are always with you, and I do hold space for all of you. And I love you so very much. And, yeah, just embrace the newness that is coming for all of you is really just my main message. I thought I was going to be speaking on something totally different tonight. And now they're just telling me to remind you that. I'm sorry, my son is chiming in. But the energy's amping up here when I get excited. Everybody's stirring. But, so just don't be afraid, you know, when it gets tough and it feels like you just, you know, you can't go any farther, or you want to resist. Just release and relax and know that you're going to come. Just, again, imagine that seed you know, growing into the little plant that then grows into this beautiful full-grown plant or tree that just, you know, grows all this fruit and food to feed people and feed their soul. So really, you know, if you're still not sure of what you're meant to do, just stop and say, what can I do to feed people, to feed their souls, and to just fill this world with love. And I think I'm complete, my ladies. Oh, sorry, apparently my dog says I am.
Well, if I could bark, I would, but that was beautiful. Beautiful and moving. You ladies are incredible.
Thank you, as are you.
I want to throw my hat in the ring here. I was going to speak about something totally different, but hearing what has come through has given me the courage to speak about the value of inner guidance and being in the flow, being in the moment. You know, God calls us here, calls us forward, and so much falls away that is false, that is illusion, that is what we have known before, only to let us reveal the truth about life and ourselves, this evolution, this beautiful power within us that is infinite. I too will not be continuing as part of the radio show in the wake of Reverend Nancy Sue's announcement and Jamie's decision. For months, my guides have been speaking to me about my personal life and the necessity of healing. I put healing and health as my first priority now. I have vital matters to attend to that will take months of dedication. But the thing is that my soul be free and to experience more of why I am here. I know I'm to coach and to teach and to be the artist and the writer and the investigator that I am. In human design, I have a 1-3 profile, so I'm a natural a news hound, or if something comes across my path that I don't know about or that intrigues my interest, I will hop on it. I will follow its trails. I have a passion for that. I'm very expansive, and I think that is one of my main gifts, and I'm creating a life of passion from that. I also want to thank Jamie in particular for the topic that she had given me a month ago. She said, I hear that you want to speak about tulips, and I thought, tulips, they're not even my favorite flower, but sometimes the friends who are around us give us the most valuable suggestions, and we may not recognize it at the time, but in those things there are trails that invite us, that have nuggets for us, and discoveries that are waiting. So what I did was I actually went into an entire investigation of the tulip land, you know, the history of them, how they came into Europe, what's so special about them, and I really enjoyed that. It's not something that I'm going to share today, but it's waiting in the angelic wings for some other purpose. I do have a poem that I unearthed about the tulip that I will share with you, because I think it's important, because I wrote it as a writer and a poet, and the passion that I have for the written word, and it also shows my spiritual essence that was always there waiting to come through. I wrote it, it's called Tulipa Magnifica, and I wrote it in 2007, before I even came to Angels Teach. I wrote it for a friend who happens to love tulips, and one day I was simply inspired. I'm never without a pen. I took out a piece of paper, and the ink just flowed. And now I have 100 poems over the decades that I'm going to self-publish. That's one of my aims. My collection maybe will include my artwork as well, which is just beginning. But I'm going to share the poem as I close. Talks about the magnificence of a simple flower, a flower, the tulip that blooms only for 3 to 7 days, and you know, breaks through the winter cold. You know, announces it's a harbinger of spring, and it's just saturated with such color and variety, and is an extraordinary dimension, a manifestation of what the divine imagination shows us if we have but eyes to see. So on that note, here comes the poem called Tulipa Magnifica. Stem of silver streaking upwards, pushing somehow effortlessly up and out and into the world. Slender veins buried within suddenly burst into magnificence, forming layer upon layer of sequined silver and spun gold. Petals cross and close, quivering one upon the other with feathery fingers in loving caress. This glory globe where the golden Godhead reigns, here lies the transforming power, shrouded and sheathed, a hidden monarch, a masterpiece maker, creating always within itself, generating the next flamboyant flash, shaping itself anew to show forth its latest version of genius. The drama proceeds before our eyes, yet beyond them, silently, magnetically, most majestically, the one force releasing only when it is time, such fresh evidence of the grand design. So there you have a poem to inspire you with, ladies.
Love it.
That was absolutely beautiful, Trudy. Wow.
Thank you. I hope that God's always showing me that I do have gifts, and I shall not stuff my creations in a drawer and wait till after my death to share them. So, anyway,
amen. Hallelujah.
It's my pleasure. Wake us all up. Let us savor.
Oh, you'll need to tell us when your publication comes out, because I want to read them.
You might get a signed copy. Thank you very much.
I was going to ask if I play my cards right.
Yes.
Thank
you.
And you know, Trudy, I actually see you painting pictures to go along with your poetry.
Absolutely.
Do you feel that in your future?
Absolutely, in the angelic works. Yes, it is.
Can actually see you painting a tulip right at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, wow.
I painted one yesterday.
I love it.
Oh, wow.
It was really without, and it was a new dimension because it was really without sight. It was, I did it with a non-dominant hand and in a color I would just throw in one thing about the tulip. You know, when it came into fashion and currency and people valued it because it didn't have the scent, but it had all these variegations. And I learned that it was actually a virus that went into the tulip population that was called the mosaic, the breaking pattern virus. And what it did was it didn't harm the tulip bulb. It caused it to produce broken, you know, it broke up the sequence so that it produced speckled tulips, marbled tulips, tulips with stripes, dwarf tulips. It just broke up the natural, the pattern that was in effect. So something new came forth. Just like our paths are diverging, yet converging, we're going into the spiral flowering that we are called into. So there's your tulip connection. And,
oh,
Jamie,
my God.
It is tulips. The power of the word. We have conversations on the radio. We have conversations one-on-one. as we all evolve. And it's the two lips that it comes through.
Wow.
We love it. Oh, brilliant. That is so amazing. I love that. I just love it.
So
I actually see you either writing or drawing, and your pen is a white tulip. You're holding the stem.
That was another thing I'm a natural teacher, I guess. Tulip stems, when they are cut, they continue to grow. And if you place a tulip stem, you know, in a vase, it will twist and turn toward the light. The stem itself will, show that orientation to the light, which I think is a fabulous spiritual symbol. And the white tulip, it's called the angel's wish tulip, by the way.
Oh, I love it.
Can't make this stuff up, people.
Oh, my.
And this is just a reminder, too, for all of you as well. And I think we may have some newbies tuning in tonight from our Angel Communication Basic Training class as well. And, to just share to really trust your guidance. I used to not, and it doesn't mean you have to cram it down like, true, you're going to talk about tulips. But, but I've learned that just like if I feel something or I just say it, and if it's meant to take, it will, and if not, no offense is taken. But just in doing that, making a suggestion, and, I was guided to make a suggestion. Trude was guided to, follow or see where the suggestion led. And in doing that, look at this beautiful message that came from it. And, that when we all truly just open up and follow that guidance and get out of our heads and just follow and trust that inner knowing, things like this happen. And to me, like, this just gives me goosebumps and gets me all excited. It's just such an amazing, amazing feeling. So thank you for following your guidance, Bruce.
Oh, yes. Amazing. And, I so agree with you, Jamie. The more I go with the flow, and the more I want to say something, even if I think it's inappropriate or like, why would I be saying that, it makes so much sense and truly gives so much joy at the time people hear it. And it could be just a simple little statement or a little word, and it means something to them. Love going with the flow. My life has become so complicated, going with the flow and listening to that guidance and the messages that I have been getting. It's just like, it's comical. It's time. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. I mean, it was funny. I had a meeting last night that was pretty emergent, so I had to cancel or delay some things that I had planned after I got off work. And when my husband picked me up from work, I got in the car and I was telling him what I needed to do. And then I started to talk about something else. And he looked at me and he said, "Hun, you really need to go home and at least start thinking about your farewell announcement on the radio show." And it was really funny because my husband is very intuitive and he hears a lot of guidance, but he won't admit to it. And I didn't even tell him about part of what I needed to do. He just popped up with it. And he had this funny look on his face like, I don't know where that came from. I don't know how that even came out of my mouth. But, oh, well. And he just kept on driving. And it was like, I texted Tina Marie really quick. And I told her, I says, well, I think I need to cancel our little session tonight. And we'll have to make it up for another day. And it's amazing just what pops out of people's mouths or things that drop from the sky or things that appear that you know darn well they weren't there a moment ago, but they appeared there that moment to give you a message. So all of our listeners, really, really open up to receive whatever may be coming your way. And,
you know, before I started doing the radio shows, I was always able to step and teach in front of people and speak my truth in that way, because I was teaching something that was definite, can be proven. But when I was asked to do radio shows in the beginning with Nanette, it's like, oh my God, I can't talk to no faces. I mean, I really allowed my ego to put me in such a fear that every time before a radio show, I would break out and hide the sweat, and I'd be so nervous. And it's like, once I got into the flow of it and realized, you know, I may not see your faces personally, but I can feel your energies. And occasionally a face pops through where I know it's one of our listeners, or I'm feeling one of our hosts or co-hosts. It's just amazing when you open up to the possibilities that are out there all around you, and know that each one of you have guidance and divine knowledge and wisdom already within you. And all you have to do is become quiet and go within, and you will receive your answers, and you will receive your guidance. And never doubt yourself. If this feels true, if it feels right, it is your truth. And if you're guided to share that truth, please do so, because there's so many out there that are waiting to hear their truth. And sometimes the things I say, I stop and think of what I just said and go, wow, you know, someone that really doesn't know me is going to think I'm kind of crazy or a little offside or whatever. But, you know what, it's okay, because we each are on our own journeys, and we cross each other's paths for specific reasons. Sometimes it's lifetimes. Sometimes it's just for moments that in passing. Each one of us is really a light being. We're all spirit that's in a physical body. And we are created in love. And we walk in love. And I look forward to the day that everybody, every being within this planet and within the universe can truly feel the love that each one of us has within us, around us, because it's truly amazing. Each one of us has that. But right now, not everybody feels it, not everybody shows it, but it's there. Open up and allow yourself to be you. And like Jamie said, our listening community, our callers, the ones that listen to our recordings, we truly love you so much, and we are here for you. And that is my biggest sadness upon leaving the show, is because I won't be able to feel your energy each Wednesday, but I have heard that I will be listening in on the shows every now and then when I have the time, and I'll connect with you that way. We'll connect with you in Living with the Angels, and Angels Teach. And we still have that connection, and we are all here still for you. And the new co-hosts and hosts that are going to be coming up, they are going to be amazing. And they're going to open up your light even brighter and brighter. So do continue listening and calling in, because it's always something new, it's always something different, and we each learn from each other. And with that, I don't know if we have time, Jamie. Oh, we do. Oh, good, we do.
And I was cracking up. I was going to say, don't worry, we will be doing some readings. Yeah, we actually have a pretty full board here, and we have one in chat, so...
Okay, if you would like to get started, everyone's ready. I'm ready too.
Yes. Yeah, and I figure, like I say, we might really have to keep it to mini readings tonight, but we are going to do our best to get to everyone. So I'm going to ask Pete D. Oh, hello, Angel Bells.
If you just let me know if you have a specific question or want an angel's choice. And while we wait for Petey, I'm going to go to area code. It's we actually have a couple of 501s tonight. So I'm going to go to area code 501, and the last digits are 8776. Hello? Are you there? Hello, hello? Okay. I'll put that one back on mute. Okay, then we'll go to area code 360. Hello?
Is that me, Jamie?
No, there's another one. First three digits are 977. Thought we were going to get the readings tonight, but nobody's unmuting. All right, let me try. I know this one. Okay, I'm going to try this one. Let's see. Sam, can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we got Sam. How are you, darling?
Hey. We got one.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, my dear. Now, did you have a specific question, or do you want an angel's choice, sir?
I think that Jamie has been informed of the past few weeks that I've been there, which have really, for lack of a better word, sucked.
Sorry.
But I'm really doing the best that I can, and I'm trying really hard, and I think things are going well. So I would really like for you guys individually, if you don't care, to pull a card for me.
Absolutely. And are you just kind of looking for just some guidance on what steps you should be taking moving forward now, or...
Ma'am, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I couldn't hear you.
Are you just wanting kind of like an angel's choice on just the direction you're moving in, some guidance?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, ladies, say some guidance for Sam via angel's choice as she is moving forward from a great learning.
Is it Nancy or is it Rev? I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time differentiating.
I'm sorry. Well, this is Jamie now, and then Nancy, Sue, and Trude will, if one of you ladies are ready to go.
Okay, this is Nancy Sue, Sam, and I have from the Energy Oracle card, and this card is a beautiful card. It's in the colors of gold, yellow, light blue, and it's this beautiful woman that is just, her eyes are softly closed, and it looks like she's in concentration, just a slight concentration. And the card itself is called Victory.
Victory?
Victory, yes. And it shows this beautiful woman holding a golden victory wreath in acknowledgement of your achievement.
A victory wreath?
A wreath, yes. A victory wreath.
Okay.
Okay. And
I'm sorry. I don't hear very well.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was in orchestra for too long. I sat next to drums for too long, and I don't hear very well, and I don't hear bad enough to get hearing aids. So... I'm sorry if I have to ask you to repeat.
Okay. Well, you know, success is on its way, and you have a sense of pride in what you have worked so hard to accomplish. So know that
I have a sense of what? I'm sorry.
You have worked hard on accomplishing something, and you are going to be victorious. And
okay.
What I'm hearing, it's a deep inner change that is coming, that is within you, and you are being guided to enjoy this accomplishment. but be careful not to rest on your laurels. I want you to get up and continue to go forward on this accomplishment and continue moving forward. Allow those changes and the triumphs to occur, and allow yourself to be open to the victory on every level of your being. And I hope that makes sense for you, Sam, because I'm hearing that I am complete on that.
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Thank you.
All right, Terry, did you have a card or a message?
Yes, I do. Hi, Sam, this is Trudy. And
hey, Trudy, you're awesome. When I very started stretching and doing yoga, because I have, like, major back issues, you were the first one I heard on the radio show.
Isn't that funny?
I don't mean that to be offend anyone whatsoever, and I hope that it doesn't, but you were the first one that Rev called on to the radio show, and I was here in my living room doing my yoga, and I just have to say that I think you're absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you so much. That makes me feel great.
I think you may have moved a speaker away from your face. And
okay.
Like I said earlier, I have a little bit of a hearing issue because I was in orchestra for so long, and I think the drums kind of screwed my ears up.
Okay,
so I don't hear as well as I would like to.
Okay. I'm closer now.
Can you try again? Can you try to reposition maybe the microphone?
Yes. Is that better?
Not really.
Okay.
But I'll try to listen hard.
Okay. Let me just tell you. I want to share the card, the kind of card that I chose for tonight. We're based on the tulip, land of the tulips. And I have an image for you of a black tulip, which is one of the rarest tulips in the world. And it is called Queen of the Night. And Queen
S-E-E-D-S.
Of the
Night. Seed?
Queen. Like the queen, royal queen.
Oh, queen. Okay.
Yeah. Queen of the Night.
I've got my other ear completely covered. I'm really trying to listen close.
Good. You have an association with the nighttime, the nightlife, and there's music all around you still, and there will be. You have yet to appreciate how different you are, how rare you are. This tulip that I'm talking about, it's called the black tulip, but it's usually a very deep red wine color or a dark purple. It looks
right.
It's called black, but it isn't. So it has a sheen to it. It has a polish to it. When I was a child, we had black tulips growing in my yard, and I was just fascinated. And I feel that there are people who are attractive to them, and they are curious about you. You have yet to share an entire level of yourself with the world. And I'm not sure if this is related to music or it's something that is rare, and you will be uncovering that. So that is my message for you, Sam.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're awesome. I just want to say that you are awesome.
You are an amazing.
Every single time that I've listened to you for readings for other people, you are absolutely awesome. And Tina sent me, just on a side note, Tina sent me a number to call in. And I sent Saxton, you know who that is? I don't even know her first name, to be completely honest. But she had sent me or let me, you know, do her friend request. And so I was sending her a message when I got the ding dong that you had requested or that you had allowed my friend request. And I totally feel that you are absolutely amazing, that the things that you know, the things you feel is amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me.
Thank you, my dear. And you have within you the same power, and it's going to come out.
I don't know. I just like to sit next to the tree. You know,
That's right.
I want to sit next to the river and swim with the otters, and I'm sure that probably sounds a little nuts, but it's what I like to do. Mm-hmm. I want to hug the bear. I want to sit next to the fish and show my children how beautiful everything that Mother Nature has to give us is.
And you shall, and you are meant to do that. So thank you so much.
You are awesome. You are absolutely awesome. And I totally give Tina Murray 110,000% of opening my eyes, because she really was. She was the one who opened my eyes.
Beautiful lady.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how to express it. And Tina Murray was the one that showed me.
Amen.
Beautiful.
All right, Sam, and I'm it's Jamie, Sam. I'm going to send you your reading through message. We have a couple of other people in line, and we're running out of short on time here. But so I'll message you yours, and we're going to hop on to the other readings. Okay, my dear?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have taken this long. I'm sorry, Mom.
No,
I'm
that's
sorry,
fine, my dear. All right, we love you, girl. And like I say, I'll send you your reading on Messenger.
All right, girl.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
All right. And in chat, it's messed up. Sorry, Petsky would like an angel's choice. He says she is open to receive.
What's the name, Jamie?
Petsky.
Petsky?
Petsky, yep.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, and I'm going to go ahead and start, ladies. And I pulled from the Earth Magic deck by Stephen D. Farmer, and I pulled the Gaia deck, and it's the Nurturing is the word on the card, and oh my God, this card is beautiful. It's like an angel fairy all in one, and she's flying over the earth, but her wings and her body are all these different animals, and she's just looking down, and I'm really feeling for you, Petsky, that the angels are just, you know, reminding you to stay connected in nature, with the animals. There's such a connection there, and it just embodies you. And to really just, you know, focus in on that. And I'm hearing for you to have a little fun, and each time that, you know, something in nature or something with an animal, like, kind of catches your eye, just take a moment and pause, but don't overthink it. And just ask the message that they have for you, and they will give it to you. And it's just going to be a fun game for you in a new way, or maybe not necessarily a new way, but a way for you to receive messages that maybe you haven't done for a while. And with that, I'm actually complete. They kept that to the point.
Great.
Oh, Jamie, I've got to follow you here.
Right.
That was great. That made me feel real good. I saw a bird immediately when you mentioned the name. The tulip that I pulled for, or that I drew, is called the parrot tulip. Now, you know, the bird goes in with your animal energy you just talked about, but the clearest message comes through with the bird, and this parrot tulip was so named of its bright colors because, you know, parrots in the jungle, you know, they show their reds and their yellows and their blues and their greens, you know, and you can't mistake them. And so the message was, don't be afraid to show your true colors, and especially your bright colors, the brightest, you know, the brights in art, you would say the brights. And, you know, a parrot tulip is also said to be parrot because it looks like it's painted. So you are a work of art. But the angels really are emphasizing to me the ability that you have that you are to draw upon, and that is just, you know, show, and it's the chest, show those bright colors that are in your breast, and then you'll be singing with the music of life. And, you know, they also say that there's a sensitivity there. You require extra care, but often the best care that we can give comes from our own willingness to show our true colors. So, and there's also a pearly aura to this as well, like an overlay. So I'm going to be complete with that, wishing you well.
And Vinsky, this is, and the words that go with it are self-expression and speaking your truth. And as I look at this card, it's this magnificent picture of Archangel Gabriel, and he's holding his trumpet in one hand and this beautiful orb of blue light in the other. And I'm hearing that he is sending this powerful energy to your throat center, acknowledging your power to communicate and your readiness to do so. He will help you open up to your own truthful expressions, both for yourself and for others. And I'm feeling that you might have trouble this time expressing emotion in the past, Archangel Gabriel is here to tell you that your soul longs to take this leap now. So be aware of the true communication and how you speak to yourself. Never deny your value. Write it in a journal. Let your words flow, for it is now time for you to express yourself freely and fully. And know that the universe, along with Archangel Gabriel, honors your choice in the moment to do so. So please, take that huge leap forward and speak your truth. And with that, I am complete.
I was hearing amen.
I love it. I just didn't say it.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to hop over. I'm thinking since we're, so we don't cut off, maybe if we each just pull one card, like we'll each do a reading for each of the remaining readings rather than all of us, okay. So our recording doesn't cut off and we can get everyone. If that's okay with you ladies? Okay, yeah, we got a full board tonight. Hopefully it'll unmute people. All right, so next I'm going to go to area code 917. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, ladies. This is Ellen, and I just want to wish three of you the.
Hi, Ellen.
I can't believe that you folks are going to be leading the show. I've enjoyed you. I've been listening. I'm glad I caught tonight's show to learn that because I've missed the last couple of shows.
Divine timing. Oh, we are so going to miss. See, I was good without tears until I heard you, and now I'm going to cry because you are just so special. One of my special people.
We can't believe it.
I'm flattered. Again, I want to wish the three of you the best of luck in your future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. We so appreciate it.
Okay. Well, ladies, I would love an angel's choice.
Okay. Trude or Nancy, one of you being guided to step forward?
I will. Before I can't tell you what I've drawn, I will say, Ellen, that your face and your voice vibration came to me several years ago. I'm delighted that you're on the line tonight. You know, sometimes the angels come to us and show us, and so you must be really, really tied in to this circle to have that happen. The tulip that I pulled for you is called the Viceroy tulip, and it's very interesting. It has a connection to money and currency, so whatever your concerns in that area, please know the angels are taking care of it. The Viceroy tulip is very white. It was the rarest, like the black tulip, in the Ottoman Empire when the tulips came into Europe. It was most highly prized. People would pay the weight of a tulip bulb in gold to get that bulb. And so actually talking to me about whatever your concerns are, you must go beyond, how can I put this, go beyond the monetary concerns and go for your own sovereignty. And to claim your own authority is going to be your own gold. And that means going into your divinity, but also they're talking about being sure about what your true wealth is. And ultimately it is spiritual, as I'm sure you know. But they just wanted to give you that heads up. And there's also something about I'm seeing like a flag. I don't know what that means, could mean to you, but it's like with red stripes. Maybe it's the patriotism coming up. I'm not going to speculate, but I'm going to leave you with the thought that may your attention be on your spiritual sovereignty and willingness to go with the divine. So with that, Ellen, I am complete, and I wish you well, and we will always be in connection through the angels.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Ellen. Have a great night, my dear. Yes, we love you.
You too. We love
all
you
right.
too.
All right, Nancy Sue, if we can get area code. Okay, we have two again. We have duplicate area codes tonight. All right, I'm going to shoot you. This is area code 347. The last digits are 7268. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Hello. Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm going to go with angel choice as well.
All right. All Nancy C. I was going to say, do you have an angel's choice for our dear Jackie here?
I do have something for you, Jackie. I once again was guided to pull from the energy oracle card, and the archangels are really active today. The one that came up was first chakra, Archangel Michael, and the words are stability and security. And here's this amazing Archangel Michael, and he's holding this beautiful globe of red energy at the first chakra, which is located at the space. Or base of the spine. And this is the place where you hold your stability and security. And I am hearing that your energy is flowing freely regarding these issues. And there seems to have been issues in the past with feeling secure, but the challenges that are beginning to be resolved at this time are truly kind of, I feel like I'm taking this, like I was talking about with me, taking this huge leap forward. And Archangel Michael wants you to know that he is bringing you his massive strength and personal stability. And you personally are capable of taking action and moving forward on your path. So, Jackie,
wow.
Allow yourself to feel increasing faith in your own power and security, and know that as you take those huge leaps forward, you won't fall, you won't trip, you won't stumble. This Archangel Michael there is there right beside you. And I hope that makes sense for you. And I'm also hearing that even though we were concentrating on your root chakra, he's asking you to call on him to help you cleanse, open, balance all of your chakras. And it's very simple to do. Just call on him and ask him and be in that center of peace and feel him doing it. And if you don't think okay. you can feel him doing it, visualize him doing it. And he will be starting at the base, and he'll be going up through your crown chakra. And with that, I am complete, Jackie, and I hope it made sense to you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, hon. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Great. And I'm going to take, before I come back to YouTube, Angel Dove in chat wanted an angel's choice. And for you, Angel Dove, I pulled from the Earth Magic deck again, and I pulled the rain card, and it says purification. And it's a beautiful, beautiful card. And when I look at it, because it is a dark-looking card, not in a negative way, it's just like a nighttime, it's literally a dark-looking card. It's a nighttime scene, and it's like a river going into a big lake, and there's a lot of fog, but peeking out of the corner, you see the moonlight. And I was hearing Dark Night of the Soul, but not that you're in one now. I feel like you're coming out of one or some sort of change or, you know, something that might not have felt so good, but it really was serving your highest good. And this is just confirmation that, you know, the storm has passed and the fog is lifting. And to really just allow yourself to just, I'm hearing, go out and dance in the rain, you know, and just sing in the rain. And there's something very powerful about the actual act of dancing and singing in the rain. And of course, as everyone knows, I can be considered a little crazy, but I actually tend to do that when I celebrate things. I did it when I found out my one girlfriend from school had breast cancer, and she was able to keep her boobs, to be quite frank about it. And I was literally so happy. Cadence was taking pictures of me jumping and dancing and singing in the rain. It just happened to be a rain, you know, shower coming through. And it's just that act of cleansing out in nature, like literally, you might not need the bar of soap and you might want to keep your clothes on or not. That is totally up to you, my dear. But it's just all in fun and in the celebration of it. So, you know, take it literal or not, but don't be afraid to go out and dance in the rain and just really embrace the cleansing of all you've come through, knowing that each day is a new step and a new day in the new rest of your life. That is just a truly, truly beautiful time. I feel very light and just clean and fresh. And it's a beautiful time coming for you. So even if it may not feel like it now, although I feel that it does, just know that it is coming, and the most important thing is you deserve every single bit of it complete. And now I'm going to pop back over to the board here. Okay, True, this one's for you. I'm going to go to area code. It's another 501. I'm going to try the 9911. So the last digits are 9911. Are you there? Hello? 501? All right. They may not want to talk. Okay, now I'm going to go to the other 501, Drew. All right. Wait, no, I lost it. Wait, my colors are disappearing. All right, bear with me here, people. I'm still crazy. Don't worry. Okay, Truth. How about we're going to go to area code, maybe, 508? Hello? Okay, we got another quiet one. All right, we have one more to try. How about area code 346? 7, and the last digits are 6016.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking to? I'm playing, like, I feel like I'm playing the guessing game here.
My name is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
Okay. And you say, I'm sorry, Tanika?
Tanika with a T like Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tanika. All right, Drew. Tanika from New York.
Yeah.
Good. Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
Before I address you, I want to say that the caller, Jackie, whom we read for, I had the color red very strongly for her and a huge heart, like a Valentine red heart. So I just wanted to throw that in the mix before I went into the zone of Tanika. Okay, Tanika, the tulip that comes through for you as a reading is called the ice cream tulip, would you believe? It is my personal favorite tulip. And it is something that was new to me and therefore I think would be new to you and signify the something, a new opportunity or something that you have really craved or wanted right ahead of you. A dream, shall I say. It may be business. There's something about being too serious about things, because this ice cream tulip, it doesn't even look like a tulip. We would think of a tulip as being a little bit more like a globe. This is, when you look at this tulip, it really looks like ice cream. It looks like whipped, it's supposed to look like it looks like vanilla ice cream. It's white petals, very, like this mound of whipped cream, actually, and then it's surrounded by a sort of a strawberry color. And it looks so delicious, and it looks so different. As I say, you wouldn't believe it was a tulip. So maybe this is speaking about your dream. Maybe you wouldn't believe it, but it is there. It's right in front of you. And they want you to suspend seriousness and be open to it, allow your dream, and you will very shortly be enjoying the most delicious kind of life. I really feel that. And this is like a whole new year beginning. That's what I sense. But they want you to have fun and the joy of life. And so, Tanika, I hope that is a note of inspiration for you.
I really hope so. I mean, I've been really trying to put myself out there. I went through a lot this year. There's a guy that I was head over heels in love with, and the breakup was really bad. I still have feelings for him. I can't deny it. I still love him. He's the one that I want to marry and have children with, but I haven't heard from him since August. But for some reason, I feel like it's not over. And I've been trying to date since then, but every time I put myself out there with guys that have been pursuing me for like months, like I'm talking months, like just up to last night, like I finally let them have the time of day. And today it's just like, no one, you know, wants to hang out when I'm ready to give my time. It's like whenever they're ready, you know, they get my time. And whenever I'm alone and I would like some company, you know, I don't have the time. So it's just like I'm frustrated and I'm alone. And, you know, and the one that I really love, he's not back. And all I really want is just to get married and have children with him. And it's just, I'm just not having good luck with guys right now. And I would really love to move, and I don't know what career to go into. I just see myself living someplace else with him, with children. And with these guys right now, I just don't even know what to do about them. It just seems like, you know, it's just really frustrating. Like, I'm just sad tonight.
Well, I certainly understand where you are. Most of us have been there, in fact. I could give you a signal. Remember when I said the heart was for Jackie, and it was Valentine's? I think this may have been a bridge to you, because it is all about your heart and being and your love path. And I want to encourage you. I know how it feels. No matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, hold on to your dream and let the angels bring to you the best for your life. And there is something that is coming right ahead of you that is going to make you really rejoice. And may your heart be blessed through our connection to the angels, Tanika. And with that, I am complete.
Yeah, I really love him. Like, he's all I want. I mean, I've been trying to date because he's not around, but these guys, it's just, you know, it's like when they have the time, they have the time. But when I want to spend time with someone and, you know, like spend time with them, be affectionate and get my mind off things, hopefully to try to forget about this guy, even though I know it's impossible, no one is available. So it's just like this guy is just it for me. You know, I haven't spoken to him since August, but I just feel like it's not over. I feel like he's the one I'm meant to have children and marry. And I don't know what it means. I don't know if he's even still thinking about me. He hasn't contacted me. But it just feels strong with him. And these guys just keep letting me down.
Time will tell, and you are being helped through the angels is what I can tell you. So time will tell. The highest and best to you, Tamika.
And Tamika, I hate to cut it off, but we are just about to run out of time. So I thank you so much, my dear. And if you need more clarity, the other girls will be here every week. You can call in for a reading, my dear.
Yeah, I'm just really frustrated tonight, but all right.
Hang in there, my dear. Have a blessed night.
Thank you.
All right, ladies, we are just about out of time. Anybody like to say a little final farewell before I close us out?
I would love to send all my love, my light, and whatever anyone and everyone needs at this moment to you. I love all of you, and I'm so grateful for the time you take to call in or to listen. God bless each and every one of you.
And I can't top that. It's all about the love and the light that we show. I'm very blessed to have been with you. This is not a farewell. It is a fare thee well. Let us farewell, people. Thank you, Nancy Sue. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Angels Teach, Reverend Elvia, all the listeners, and a blessing upon you all.
Yep. Beautiful, beautiful. And I want to thank you all so very much for being a part of this part of our journey. You all are forever in our heart. And in that energy, just taking a moment, just a few moments, to just feel in this energy. Because when we create this energetic space, it is always here for you to come back to at any time. So just holding this space, this energy, this love, and this truth open with, and as I will now close with, the miracles that await us. And just every day waking up and saying, you know, one of my favorite quotes, I am really realistic. I expect miracles, and expect your miracles to come to you, and they will. Blessed be, and have a wonderful, wonderful night. Goodbye, all.
Amen.
Bye. Love you all.
Love you.
Love you all.